go for all this. There's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried.
Children to hide in their beds for fear that the devil would chop off their heads.
Welcome to the graveyard shift.
We take only the most dangerous to damaged patients.
With your host, Matt Moore.
You grew up right here. Same rules that I did.
I am the best Massachusetts man.
It is your corrupt weak clan. It is your evil that will be sought by us.
WMFO Medford.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
And welcome to the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking off our RPM Fest preview night with Lich King. That was We Came to Conquer.
Such a good song.
It's
good, such a good band.
Great song by a great band. And of course, Brian, the drummer for Lich King, is sort of the brainchild behind the whole RPM Fest experience.
Yep.
His other band, God Eater, will also be kicking things off tomorrow night. But before
Double
we get to
duty.
That, if you want to call in, if you're listening, make a request, have any questions, numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also try 781-350-3264. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, however you want. Graveyard Shift Radio on Facebook, GraveYRD Shift MA on Twitter. Mm. Or Boxman37 or Snoodude7.
Snoodude7.
Spelled
his name.
So, all right. We have RPM Fest coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be diving into more details. But let's rewind and recap your week.
We're both in just bad shape right now.
Some bad shape, right?
America.
This is a very metal show, the fact that we're doing this right now. So
very cult in here. I turned the lights
it's
off.
Brutal. So why don't you talk about your brutal,
brutal
experience?
It was a brutal day. I had a lovely week, birthday party for my lovely girlfriend out in Charlton, just far away from me.
Personal connection to bury your dead and
personal
your strong.
Connection, yeah. Every couple days, we'd be like, "Oh, I know this guy who's in this other crazy Worcester hardcore band," because like that's where hardcore bands live, Worcester. Anyway, on the way back, I'm in the car by myself, driving home from Auburn, and I'm taking a left from Route 12 to Route 20, and just got absolutely smoked by the lady. Blew through the red light, took basically the front of my car off. Like the front two wheels just went boop, bent in, spun me around.
I'll have to post this picture on Facebook or something.
I might. We both walked away. Both were fine. I have a mild concussion, I guess, so sometimes I get a little dizzy. But other than that, doing good. So it's pretty metal. Although,
powering through.
Powering through, although I did have to rent a car. So when we come to RPM Fest tomorrow, it's going to be in a giant Dodge Ram. It's too big. I don't know how to drive it. I mean, I know how to drive it. I'm not going to run you over, but it's very big. It's very big. Just heads up, America. And I've never been camp. I haven't been camping since I'm in high school, which I'm also kind of secretly dreading because I'm like a city Nancy boy.
The city folk going out west.
I bought a sleeping bag.
Well, that's the thing. We're not just previewing and playing the music. We're
going
to be there.
We're
again.
Going.
Let's see.
We'll be there.
Out.
That's how it is.
Everyone else should, too.
That's how brutal it is.
This is... Like I was saying, I mean, this is the answer to all the nonsense festivals out there that cost too much money to go to.
Yeah.
And,
it's cheap as hell.
Yeah.
And it's in a nice area. It's in a farm.
Yep.
Go to
Greenfield,
a farm. Go to Brian's farm and hang out.
So, yeah, things kick off tomorrow night. Gates open at 5. First band goes on around 6:45. That would be God Eater. Goes through. Lich King caps off the first night. Then the second night, Saturday... It's going to be headlined by Scissor Fight.
Yeah.
Back and relaunched Scissor Fight. And then we have Laser Wolf concluding things on Sunday. But we'll go through the full schedule of bands later.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Also, don't hit me. Don't punch me.
Yeah,
don't jostle me.
Like,
don't push me.
Like, we're in the dark. We have like the cult lighting right now in the dark room. You know, like when hockey played, like when Mark Savard got his concussion.
That's
going
all I've
the
been thinking
room,
about is Mark Savard.
That's yeah.
Which is bad. I didn't get as bad as Mark Savard.
That's not the person you want to think of.
No, I'm not thinking of Mark Savard.
Yeah.
He's like okay now. He just can't play hockey.
You can never never play hockey again.
That's fine. I can't. I'll never play professional hockey again. A scumbag move that. Ugh.
We don't want to open up all doors. Although I will say I guess we can just do a quick hockey interjection.
Sure.
Jimmy Vesey going to the New York Rangers and not the Bruins.
I don't like it.
And my boy Nikita Kucherov still not signed by Tampa Bay, making me very nervous.
You should be nervous.
For my secondary team there. It's I don't know if they're gonna. You might go to the KHL.
I don't know what's going on with the Bruins.
By the way,
go to the KHL.
Speaking of which, KHL kicked off this past weekend.
How's it going?
I was just like,
can you watch that on TV?
You can be in sports.
Oh, okay.
You can watch. So two big things you can watch on BN right now are the championship, which is like tier two of English soccer after the Premier League. And then we had that discussion a couple weeks ago about that. Your confusion.
I still barely get it.
And then you get KHL, a couple games a week. You can watch the entire KHL playoffs when they start in April.
It'll be fun to watch. Actually.
But right now, so what they do is, I'm getting way big tangent here, but
KHL.
So they have the Gagarin Cup, which is like their Stanley Cup.
Bill Guerin, named after Bill Guerin.
Yes, exactly. that is Russian for Bill Guerin. But they have the now I'm not forget remember the name of the cup, but like the guys, the two teams that played in the championship series play the very first game of the next season, and they like play for a cup. Like that's an additional thing you can win.
Oh, that's neat.
It's pretty nuts. And then they have like the teams like Ska and Siska, which are like literally the Red Army teams, and they play in like old fortresses and stuff. It's pretty nuts.
That's pretty badass.
So anyway, back to RPM.
Back to RPM, yeah.
Well, we'll jump in. We'll play some music. We may have maybe calling things early tonight due to a concussion and general exhaustion and prep for the fest. But going to play another one. I mentioned that Brian is in Lich King. He's also in God Eater, which we will play now.
Not named after the anime.
I know, yeah, Lich King and God Eater, which is you must be pretty pumped about those names, too.
I am, yeah.
So I'm going to play Consuming the Sky. And God Eater used to be known as Krakatoa, but I believe last year they made the name switch. So anyway, they are kicking things off tomorrow. And this is Consuming the Sky. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift on WMFO.
world is all but torn apart. Thanks to your black and heart, your reign is done, our kingdom come. Now is our revolution. Crushing all your efforts, stomping out your cries. Never will we bleed again for all your filthy lies. Now you have to look back and see that nothing's free. For all the times you tortured us, it's time to pay the fee. Never will we fall down, never will we fall. Fighting till our final breath, we're breaking through your walls. Our flags are flying higher, the battle's just begun. Try and stop us all you like, this war is all but won.
Welcome back to the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org in the middle of our RPM Fest preview. You just heard Graviton with Thieves of No. Before that was Black Absence with Revolution, and we kicked off that set with some God Eater Consuming the Sky.
So good.
And you can see those bands tomorrow and Saturday at RPM Fest, which we are talking about. And before we get into the specific schedule, you want to go through the concert list for the week? The
Absolutely.
Concert list. Here we go. It's a big one.
It's a long one.
We say that every week, but it really is.
This is longer, actually longer. A long one.
Yeah. Size 12 font. Usually
a lot of
14.
Work out there. A lot of work. Friday the 26th at the Palladium, Actor Observer with Dope Ghost. The lights are off, as we said before. Aminals, Peregrine, and Good Hope Vanilla. Greenfield at RPM Fest Day 1. We got Lich King, Barishi, Oxen, Problem with Dragons, and God Eater. The Kledic Pub, you got Echoes in the Void, Juggernaut, Hand of Azrael, Altarius, and Pain Moniem. At the Midway Cafe, Rock Bottom, The Humanoids and Shiny Beasts, and Ralph's Big Time Kill, Chase the Past, Telectrix, and Nocturnal Creatures. There's like a new hamburger place near Ralph's that I went to a couple weeks ago. It's pretty fancy.
There you go.
Ralph's News. I couldn't remember the name of it, but it's like a nice hamburger place.
Get a burger, then get some...
get a burger, go to Ralph's. Saturday, August 27th at the Palladium, Kublai Khan with Jesus Peace, Malevolence, Degrader, and Waste of Life. At the Pearl Street Nightclub, The Melvins. Unbelievable. At the Sinclair, the new Darkbuster, CJ Ramone, The Warning Shots, and Stop Calling Me Frank. RPM Fest Day 2, Scissor Fight is headlining, Black Pyramid, the reformed Black Pyramid.
The controversial Black Pyramid.
The controversially reformed Black Pyramid. Lord Almighty, Second Grave, The Humanoids, Condition Critical, Conclave, Led to the Grave, Goblet, who's awesome, right? Remember Goblet, like the...
They're one of those... They're a band up your alley.
They're a band up my alley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Goblet. Cyperna, another band up my alley. Thunderforge, Cyperna, The River Nevera, Graviton, Krasador, Faces of Bayon, Green Bastard, and Black Absence. The Midway Cafe, same day. Funeral Attire, Bottom Field, Shore Leave, Lucky Shirt, and Pink Navel. The Middle East, Blank 77, The Parasitics, Opposition Rising, The Murder, Moose Knuckle, and Destroy. The Middle East, Downstairs, I suppose. Hyberia and Sonic Pulse. On the 28th at the Xfinity Center, The Return of the Dreads. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Return of the Dreads.
Rob Zombie and Korn, and In This Moment.
One of those things is not like the other.
One of these things is not like the other, and it's In This Moment. RPM Fest Day 3, you got Laser Wolf, Moon Tooth, Pathogenic. Sunday is like a really awesome day. Pathogenic, Carnivora, Dead Empires, Begat the Nephilim, Chronologist, Los Bungalitos, The Damage, Stiletto Bomb, Adverse, Composing the Apocalypse, Don't Cross the Streams, and Before the Judge. At the Midway Cafe is Panzer Bastard, Agitator, The Abductors, Barfight Champs, and The Straight Eights. On Monday at Great Scott, you got Big Eyes, Me and Capri, Fuco is what I'm going to say, and The Furs.
It's Fucka.
Fucka. And Kodo is Carnivora and Liver.
Liver.
Tuesday the 30th, we got Paradise at Periphery with Sixth, Sean and Tooth Grinder, Great Scott, Mono Lord, Phantom Glue, Beast Maker, and Sweat Lodge. It's a lot.
That is quite the week.
It's a lot of bands.
So let's go. So, yeah, well, we basically went through the entire list of bands that you can see.
Yeah.
At RPM Fest again.
There's something for everyone.
Gates, there really is. From
although we said a lot of stoner rock this year.
A lot of stoner. It's kind of how the scene has been going last couple weeks. Or last couple of years.
Years. last couple days.
Last couple of days. Just became a thing just now. Yeah, gates open 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then they open at 11 a.m. I believe on Saturday and Sunday.
Is there going to be yoga this year in the morning?
I don't think so. And yeah, the sponsors aren't all the same. Graveyard Shift sponsored last year.
Yep.
Couldn't swing it this year.
No.
But I don't believe there's going to be yoga this year, unfortunately. Some tasty sound of vendors, though.
The pizza guy was good last year.
Yep. And then, yeah, free camping. As long as you get your car pass, you
bring your own beer, bring your own bag-o, bring your own cornhole.
Video games, all sorts of stuff. Cornhole.
Bring your Game Boy.
But yeah, all sorts of awesome stuff. We went only for the day last year, but camping out.
We're camping out
one night this year.
We're gonna do it.
Not gonna make it for Sunday, so we're gonna play a lot of bands tonight that you can see Sunday.
Yes.
That you can hear Sunday. including some punk stuff, some metal, whole spectrum of bands.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about camping?
So it's a family, it's a history. You have a history of camping, going
deep
back
history
to
of camping.
Yeah.
When I was a boy in the 90s, I was in the Boy Scouts, and I ultimately quit the Boy Scouts because they weren't serious enough. They used to like play too much dodgeball, and I remember going to a meeting one night with my dad and being like, "I'm out of here. These guys are jokes. These guys are clowns." And I quit the Boy Scouts. So I had all the shame of like wearing the Boy Scout uniform to class and school, and I have none of the skills. I can't do anything. But we went camping one time in Breakheart, and the scout leader said, "Oh, you know, Matt's dad, why don't you come and help us out?" And my dad is like, literally from the city. Like, he's from the West End of Boston, which no longer exists. He's like an old-timey cartoon man. And at the time, we owned an Italian restaurant. And so he's like, "Oh, yeah, totally, I'll help." And he has no skills, couldn't do anything. But he brought, like, trays of Italian food and, like, set it up, like, a banquet style and, like, catered the event. And they were all mad at him because we were supposed to, like, learn how to make a fire. And he had, like, little Sterno cans and was, like, giving everyone spaghetti.
You're supposed to put it on the tin spaghetti and put it on the fire.
Yeah. We were like 3 feet off Route 1. I was like, "Whoa, we're really roughing it out here, boys." But
I was just going to say Target right around the corner.
There was no Target there at that point.
It was Purity Supreme, right?
It depends on what edge of Breakheart you're at. Yeah, it's probably Purity Supreme at the time.
It was a Purity Supreme at one point. Became Star Market. Became nobody cares about this. But anyway, continue.
Saugus. He's staying in the big tent with the guys, the adults, and he's just, by his own recollection today, just afraid of the dark. He just doesn't like the dark. It's too dark, because he's not used to being in the woods where there's no light. Gets out of the tent, goes into one of the other dad's like Econoline van, and is like, "I'm afraid of the dark. I picture zombies coming out of the Breakheart reservation." Turns on the dome light all night, in the radio, kills the battery. In the morning, tries to back the thing up, backs it up right near a tree. Oh, because he thought people were coming out of the woods to get him. He had an absolute breakdown in the woods. He had, like, essentially...
Yeah, final girl moment.
He went from, like, one to Vietnam flashback. Like, he'd lost his mind in the light woods of Saugus, Massachusetts. Ruined the guy's car, like, crashed into a tree. We had to tow it out, and like they loved him. Like maybe I'm misremembering, and they hated him, but I remember the story now as people being like loving him, being like, "Oh, Chaz, you're such a goofball." And now you're that crazy. I'm an adult, I can't even imagine, like, if in a couple of years, if I did that at my son's,
yeah, you wake up and your van's crashed into a tree and no battery.
God, I'd be furious. So yeah, that's the last time I went camping. So we're doing a much better job this year. I got a tent. You got sleeping bags.
I'm
not going to back
your truck into any trees.
The rental truck into a tree. It should be fine. I'm going to bring one of those chairs. I'm just going to sit in the truck. I'm just going to sit there.
That's right. You got elevated seats there in the truck, right?
You got elevated seats.
I mean, yeah, my camping experience, not more recent at least.
Yeah,
can't say
totally.
I have too many skills, but though. So I hate these things now, but in its inaugural year, the Warrior Dash, which is similar to the Tough Mudder.
I told you, totally into that. You do the Tough Mudder, you put it on your Facebook. Obstacle course.
I don't do anything until I splash around in the mud and get this medal and drink this beer. Look at me. But anyway, went to the Warrior Dash in New York, which is at a ski resort in the middle of the summer, which was
pretty
bananas because the entire it's a 5K race with obstacles, but there are no obstacles in the first half. The only obstacle of the first half was you run straight up the ski mountain, which is insane. But anyway, we camped out there. I don't know. I can't get into too many good camping stories for these trips because of current. Not going to call out anybody, and that I still currently know.
Time to name names.
But that was a good experience. Although it was the one of the guys I was with the next day when we were preparing to leave took the longest time to fold up his tent I have ever seen in my life.
I'm not going
to
fold up the tent.
We were all ready to go. And this kid was brushing every little last piece of grass on that thing. It was getting off, so it took forever to get out of there. Only other camping experience, Saco, Maine, which wasn't even that. It's sort of like a spring break vibe. It's not even like camping. There's a ton of people there.
You're just floating down the river,
getting way too wasted. It's like,
can't do it.
Wasn't even like you're there. It's like there's music. There's Also, yeah, it's not camping.
I don't really like it.
So this will be hopefully a far more legitimate experience.
Although, I don't think so. We're going to be in a parking lot.
That's also true. We're going to wind up sleeping. Going to get nervous, sleep in the bed of the truck with the light on.
In the bed of the truck
with have
the
no
light
battery
on.
Yeah. And have to get towed from Greenfield. Like a 2.5 hour trip. But again, good times this weekend, starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Support the vendors, support the sponsors, support the bands.
There's awesome, still car awesome passes stuff. Available.
Still, yep, although they recommend getting them online at this point. Don't run the risk of showing up and being told, don't drive
it's
2 hours
far.
From Boston
it's
and then being
away.
Like, no, we're sold out, yeah. And then you can't do anything. Although I suppose you could park your car somewhere and hop in with some carpool or something else.
I was thinking that. I was actually thinking, here's how much I was thinking about camping. I was thinking, is there a Holiday Inn over there that I could just stay at? That's how hard I am. That's how brutal I am.
This
trying
is,
to stay in Holiday Inn.
It's pretty going to be a pretty brutal experience.
Yeah.
Roughing it out in the woods of Greenfield. So as I mentioned, we are personally not going to be able to make it for Sunday. We have to bail nope. early. So we're going to play some bands now.
Moving.
That we'll be playing Sunday. Yeah, you were moving from... Back to the Mean Streets, the Hard Streets,
back
of Melrose.
Back to Melrose.
So, first band we're going to play, we're going to play some punk right now. Going to do some Stiletto Bomb. This is
nice.
Fight the Fight. And you're listening to the Graveyard Shift's RPM Fest Preview 2016. Starting tomorrow is Stiletto Bomb. Fight the Fight. You can see them Sunday. Enjoy.
91.5.
Welcome back to the Graveyard Shift here on WMFO. Matt for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Averst. I believe that's some new stuff from them. That is called Renewal. All these songs, by the way, you can find off the RPM Fest 2016 compilation, which is a buy now, name your price.
Yeah, I got it.
But yeah, you can any money that you give goes to the show because it's very largely crowdsourced. So that's one way. If you can't go but want to support it, support the local DIY scene, you can go to Bandcamp and pay, name your price.
It's like 33 songs.
Oh, it's crazy. Before Averst was Beget the Nephilim.
Yeah.
Anasazi, the same song that was on the RPM Fest 2015 compilation.
And it's awesome still.
It's still awesome. And before that was Stiletto Bomb, some punk. That was Fight the Fight. And now we have a PSA.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message announcement from Ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, sir.
We're in a drought right now, too, as I saw on the way down here.
Yeah.
Don't water your lawns.
It's pretty rough.
Jerkos.
No water bans here locally yet, right? I don't know. Whatever.
There's a water ban in...
I ran through a place that had a water ban.
Somewhere.
Where was it? I don't know.
Wilmington?
So you're peeling out the show, right?
I might peel out in the next couple minutes, yeah. So I don't turn into a pumpkin.
But I got a couple more songs left to play. Again, all bands that you can see at RPM Fest this weekend. Did you want to do any final wrestling recaps? Anything else?
Just that there's so much wrestling. I saw the trailer for Don't Breathe, and that movie looks like my favorite movie, starring Kane.
It's
Jacob Goodnight.
Can I compare it to See No Evil?
It's the same movie. He's a blind guy killing guys, right?
I don't think he was blind.
Was Kane not blind in that movie?
I don't think so.
I thought he was blind.
No. And
why was it called See No Evil?
Because there was something like with the eyeballs.
I think he was blind. Oh, he was taking their eyes out.
Yeah, he was taking their eyes.
All right, fair enough.
It was an abandoned hotel.
Anyway, Kane should
not
be in
dark,
it.
But
it looks okay.
There was a See No Evil 2, by the way. The rest directed by the Soska sisters.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was he in it? Or no?
Just yeah, no, he came back. And,
there was a, did you ever read the McMahon's, like, what he wanted about Kane?
I think I heard about it, yeah.
And he's like, I wanted to have, like, a giant piece. Like, God. It would be scarier if he did, if you think about it. Think about it. All right.
I'm not going to think too much about it.
Don't think too much about it.
The Kane's alternate.
Libertarian genitalia.
Oh, God. What did I see this...
I haven't seen any horror movies, but I watched a ton of wrestling. SummerSlam was okay. One thumb up.
I haven't seen any wrestling.
One out of two thumbs up. Cena match was good.
Because it had AJ Styles in it.
Because AJ Styles was in it, and John Cena is the greatest wrestler that ever lived. He just lives in John Cena's shadow where he belongs. And then the rest of it was kind of a schmoz, except for Lesnar, like, legitimately, like, murdered Randy Orton. Did you see pictures of that?
Yeah.
It was like, because I was watching and I'm like, that's an awful lot of blood. And then, like, his head moved and it was like, whew, like a pool of blood showing up. I'm like, that's not right. So I don't know if it was like a last minute, like, whoops, and now they had to, like, change the storyline.
Well, from what I heard, he was supposed to kind of, like, knock him out.
On
kind of storyline knockout.
Like, storyline
he
knockout.
Wasn't supposed to bust him open like that.
No. And then, yeah, so I don't know if it was, like, supposed to end like that. It was supposed to end with him getting knocked out.
Yeah, like, okay. It was supposed to be, like, kind of a weird finish anyway, from what...
Okay, but anyway, it was disgusting. Your boy Randy Orton just split up. I don't know why. Very bad. And then Sasha Banks got hurt, too, because she's a tiny little
and
angel.
Finn Balor is
Finn Balor is hurt, another tiny little angel. yeah, all your favorite indie stars are injured. John Cena is a robot cyborg.
Finn
Balor
was the beginning of the end for me for NXT, though.
Really?
Because it went from being, like, fun, quirky dudes that you didn't know to let's bring all the New Japan stars in.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is kind of lame.
Not into it.
Like, where's Tyler Breeze? Tyler Breeze
and Fandango have, like, a funny tag. That's the thing. Like, people, like, want their favorite wrestlers to always be the champ. But, like, for example, there's a storyline going on now with Titus O'Neil and Darren Young and Bob Backlund. That's bad. It's not. They're not going to be the champion out of the storyline, but it's like, it keeps going. It develops and it adds things.
That's what you need.
It's fun. It's not like, oh my God, the biggest.